Bill Hendrickson was a news junkie of the first order. On waking up, he immediately flipped his TV to CNN. The front page on the New York Times covered the event in Bern, as did Fox News. So, the Swiss had a properly trained SWAT team. The phone would ring in a few minutes, he was sure, summoning him to do a brief TV spot. A nuisance, but a necessary one.
Mr. Hendrickson, Bob Smith at Fox News New York. Have you seen coverage of the incident in Switzerland?
Yes, matter of fact, I just saw it on your network.
Any chance you could come in and give us some commentary?
What time?
Just after 8, if you could.
Yeah, I can do that. I'll be down there in about an hour.
Thank you, sir.
So, Mr. Hendrickson, who were they? The morning anchor asked. We don't know much beyond the name of the purported leader, Ernst Modell. Modell was once part of the Baader-Meinhof gang, the notorious German communist terrorist group from the 70s and 80s. He dropped out of sight about 10 years ago. Did you have a file on him during your time with the FBI hostage rescue team? A smile to accompany the terse reply. Oh, yeah. I know the face, but Mr. Modell will now transfer to the inactive files. So was this a terrorist incident or just a bank robbery? No telling as yet from press reports, but I would not entirely discount robbery as a motive. One of the things people forget about terrorists is that they have to eat, too. How would you rate the takedown? The TV coverage shows no errors at all. Your company trains local police forces in SWAT tactics, doesn't it? Yes, we do. We have many veterans of the FBI, HRT, that's Hostage Rescue Team, Delta Force, and other special organizations, and we could use this Swiss operation as a textbook example of how it's done, Hendrickson said, because his was an international corporation which trained foreign police forces as well, and being nice to the Swiss wouldn't hurt his bottom line one bit. Well, Mr. Hendrickson, thanks for joining us this morning. International terrorism expert William Hendrickson, CEO of Global Security Incorporated, an international consulting firm. It's 24 minutes after the hour. Popoff's Airbus touched down on time at JFK International. The cab dropped him off at his apartment house. The flat was paid for by his employer. He spent a few minutes dumping his dirty laundry and hanging up his good clothes before heading to the office.
So how did it go? The boss asked.
Much as I expected. They were really rather amateurish. I told them to feel free to rob the bank as cover for the real mission.
Which was?
To be killed, Dmitri Arkadyevich replied at once. At least that is what I understood your intentions to be, sir. His words occasioned a smile of a sort Popoff wasn't used to. He made a note to check the stock value of the bank. Had the intention of this mission been to affect the standing of the bank? Though he didn't need to know why he was doing these things, his natural curiosity had been aroused. Will you require further such services?
What happened to the money?
I'm sure the Swiss will find a use for it. Surely you did not expect me to recover it?
No, not really. And it was a trivial sum, anyway.
Popoff nodded his understanding. Trivial sum. There followed a few seconds of silence. Then,
yes, I will require another operation.
What exactly? Popoff asked, and got the answer immediately.
Ah,
a nod. He even used the correct word, operation. How very strange. Dmitri wondered if he'd be well advised to check up on his employer to find out more about him. After all, his own life was now in pawn to him. They knew the baseline organism was as effective as it needed to be. It was just so delicate. Exposed to air, it died far too easily. It had been a great annoyance until a member of the team had used genetic engineering technology to graft cancer genes into the organism. The tiny strands were replicating themselves into millions more little strands, which had only one purpose, to eat tissue. In this case, it was kidney tissue. The technician, who had a medical degree from Yale, made the proper written notations, and then, because it was her project, she got to name it.
She blessed the course in comparative religion she'd taken 20 years before. You couldn't just call it anything, could you? Shiva, she thought. Yes, the most complex and interesting of the Hindu gods, by turns the destroyer and the restorer, who controlled poison meant to destroy mankind, and one of whose consorts was Kali, the goddess of death herself. Shiva. Perfect.